You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We have got in the studio Matty from Family Band, brand new band. Kia ora, Matty. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
Good. It's nice to have you up here because you guys have a new single out. You've been playing some shows for a wee while, but this is the first track that you've recorded and released. How are you feeling about it?
I'm stoked. Like, super stoked for it to finally come out. We've been going for like almost a year, and it's one of our members Brandy's first bands ever.
Heck yeah.
So she's like buzzing that she's got like a song on Spotify now. So yeah, it's fucking sick.
It does make it feel very real when you do actually have the thing that people can listen to independent of you being there doing it, if that makes sense. You're like, it's a relic of a moment in time now.
Yeah, well, it's like really good for me because I've just been saying it comes out soon for like the last few months.
Yeah, and now it's out.
Yeah.
So who is Family Band? Who's in the crew?
Well, it started because we were all living together. It's me, Sam, who plays in Long Distance Runner and has been in bands forever, and then Brandy, his partner, and my like one of my best friends. So we were all living together.
Hence the name?
Hence the name.
Family Band.
The Family Band, yeah.
And was it something that when you guys started making music, you wanted to be like a quote-unquote real band, or was it a fun thing you were doing in the lounge?
It was kind of like me and Sam wanted to be in a band together again for ages, and then Brandy kind of just like weaseled her way in.
As you should. Any good band needs someone who's like, I want to be in it.
Yeah.
And makes it better.
Kind of like, for us, it like gave us like a new kind of energy into playing music, because we were like, oh, this person's just real keen to do stuff and
yeah,
keen to practice like every day.
Perfect.
Because she like couldn't play any instruments when we started, and now it's like better than both of us.
So who's playing what in the band? What's everyone doing?
Brandy and Sam switch between bass and drums, and then I make noise on the guitar and
awesome
screech.
I like a switching rhythm section is really cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like, well, because Sam is like a drummer, I guess, and then Brandy had no
instrument background.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So the world's her oyster, really.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of cool, like being an adult and being like, I'm going to do anything I want.
Yeah, that's what, when you're a kid, you're like, being an adult is going to be when I can go to the dairy and I can buy all the lolly mixtures and no one can stop me.
Hard out. I still do that.
Yeah, it is. And to be fair, any kids listening, that's what happens.
You can do it.
It's great.
Your dreams come true.
But also it means you get to do cool things as well, like start a whole brand new hobby and learn an instrument and stuff. Yeah, that's a really nice thing to do. What was the kind of, I guess, the soundboard for this? Did you have a vision for what you wanted Family Band to sound like? Did you talk about influences, or did you just kind of start jamming and see what happened?
It kind of like, well, the original idea was like me and Sam were like, we'll make like a cool, like real serious 9-minute song, like noise, cool rock. Like there's a band called My Disco that turned into like they moved to Berlin and like became real artsy, and like, yeah, we'll do that.
That'll be us.
But like, I can't do that. Like it's we kind of have ripped them off a little bit, but
inspired by.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just kind of, this is the only music that I can kind of write. So I just like, here's a guitar part. It sounds like this. Yeah. And like the guitar I play in this band, like has no other way to play. Like it just sounds terrible all the time anyway.
So that's the way to do it.
Yeah. It's really funny when I like, we play gigs and obviously sound people are always trying to be accommodating to the band, and they're like, what amp do you want? Like, we've got all that. It's like, it doesn't matter. It's like, it's gonna sound the exact same.
This guitar does not have a preference of amp. It will go through anything and it will sound the same.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
All good. Thank you very much for getting the very fancy Jansen's out. That's absolutely fine.
Well, it's a Jansen guitar, that's the
well,
thing.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So with the new song also comes an exciting announcement of signing to Sun Return, which does a lot of amazing local stuff, supports some fantastic community around this mostly tamaki based scene, but a few out of towners as well. Nice to be part of that wee whānau at the moment.
It's the best. Like, Zach is a funny story. I think like the first person who ever interviewed me on BFM was Zach.
That's
like,
so funny.
Long time ago. But yeah, it's like we couldn't have done it without him, pretty much. Like the amount of passion and extra time he puts into everything is amazing. Like, I play in another band called KMTP, which he does, like, heaps of stuff for as well. It's amazing.
It's one of those things, sounds like Family Band was a nice idea you and Sam had, and then it's really been boosted by Brandy's like energy and enthusiasm in there, and also Zach's kind of corralling of it into maybe something that gets these releases and gets stuff out in the world.
Sure. Yeah. He just does good stuff, and everything he puts out is amazing.
So. Totally. It's got the Sun Return seal of approval. You know it's going to sound good. Are you guys gigging anytime soon? Got things on the horizon?
Yeah, we're actually playing tonight at Whammy Back Room. Because of Camp Beloham, there's just like hundreds of cool Australian bands around. So get yourself along to any kind of gig there is. We're playing with Worst Vibes from, I think, Sydney or somewhere in Australia.
Nice.
And Tombs, which is a classic Auckland band.
Can't go wrong with Tombs on a lineup. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, I do feel like if everyone's got a bit of time and cash to spend at the moment, if you just see a MISC Aussie band on a lineup that you've never heard of, it's probably going to be really, really good.
Camp was amazing. Like, so much good stuff.
Don't even talk to me about it. I don't want to know. But I actually do want to know. I'm so pleased that it went very well. And I'm also pleased to hear this song, which I think we should give a spin now. Where can people get this?
It's out on Spotify now. We've got a Bandcamp. And I guess all the other streaming things. This is why Zach's good, because I'm like...
I think it's online. Yeah. I'm sure if Zach's behind it, it'll be in all the usual places. Family Band with Large Dirt Piles. Catch you tonight at Whammy Backroom. Thanks, Maddie, for coming in and speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.